Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Goodreads program with myself, Sumaida Musa Waliwala. So the month of September and the season of spring has arrived, alhamdulillah. New beginnings always inspire us, and it is in that spirit that I have dedicated the month of September to biographies which will enlighten and inspire us. So why exactly do we need to read biographies and autobiographies? To be inspired, of course, to be inspired by how certain people live their lives, how they manage their time, and to lead the types of stress-free lives where they focus lives solely on pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. And these are people who, despite their frugal and simple lifestyles, were people of substance, who managed to inspire and uplift the masses from their sunken morals. So this is the reason why on the agenda for the book review slot for today, I have chosen a biography which gives us insight, not only to a very important personality, but an insight into Islamic history at the same time. And thereafter, on the inspiration slot, I will spend a little time talking to you about how we are equal at birth and different upon the time of death. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, straight into the book review slot I proceed. And the title of the book for discussion today is The Life and Works of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri. The author is Maulana Yunus Osman, and the book was first published in Durban in 2002. Consisting of just 96 pages, including an extensive bibliography, this book is actually a minefield of information. So the book opens with the foreword by Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, who is one of the sons of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri. And amongst others, he talks about how he had always hoped that someone would take the challenge and write a biography in the English language, because his biographies are actually available in the Urdu language. And I personally would like to expound on this by encouraging you to take advantage of the fact that such a book is now available in English, English being our mother tongue. So take full advantage, read this book, ponder, and benefit yourself by learning some very important lessons. In fact, get some beneficial insight as well at the same time into some of his works. And regarding the author, Maulana Yunus served as the secretary of the Jamiat al-Ulama KZN, and he wrote his doctoral thesis on Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri. And alhamdulillah, we are so grateful that he did. May Allah reward him. Ameen. Now, who was Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri? He was one of the most distinguished Islamic scholars of the Indo-Pak subcontinent. He was recognized as an authority on Ilm al-Hadith, which is the science of Hadith, and it is his works on Hadith which won him the title Sheikh al-Hadith, meaning an expert in the field of Hadith. Furthermore, he was widely acclaimed as a muhaddith, or a scholar of Hadith. Now, in fact, it is because of his passion for Hadith that he spent all of his life teaching the six authentic collections of Hadith. And for those of you listening today who might have missed my program where I discussed the Hadith collections in detail in my review of the book Bustan al-Muhaddithin, then please do visit the Radio Islam International website where my podcast is available. So, chapter one of this book gives an important historical background to the institutions of higher Islamic learning in India. It is imperative, actually, to understand that when Muslims came to India, they brought with them the message of equity and social justice, which was non-existent in India at the time. As an example, the rights and respect for women can be traced back to the influence of Islam. So just to go right back, let me explain something important to you. The Mughal Empire was founded in 1526 by Babur. He was one of the most important Muslim rulers in the East. Later down the line came Aurangzeb, and he is considered as the last of the powerful Mughal emperors, and he will always be remembered in the annals of history of the Muslims in India for his pristine character, Islamic fervor, and commitment. Now, Shah Wali Allah was born in India in 1703, circa 5 years before the death of Aurangzeb. And what is actually incredible is that he succeeded in building a bridge between medieval and modern Muslim India. And he did this whilst fully aware of the religio-political and socio-economic disintegration of Muslims in India. And that is why he launched a two-fold reform movement. Now, the first part of his movement is called the Jihad, or the Active Movement, which carried on its endeavors against British rule in the 18th and 19th centuries. And because the death of Aurangzeb in the early 18th century marked the end of Muslim rule in India, and thus by the middle of the 19th century, Muslim India was completely colonized by the British. And the second part of his reform movement was actually regarding educational and religious reforms, which led to the emergence of many great centers of Islamic learning, for example, one of which is the Darul Uloom in Deoband. The book then explains the strategy of the ulama in the domain of Islamic education. Actually, they concentrated their efforts in the establishment of madaris. And foremost amongst these Muslim educational revivalists were Maulana Qasim Nanotri and Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi. And because of the British colonization of India, the ulama then decided to leave Delhi, although it is much loved to them. And that is how they actually established educational institutions in Deoband, Saharanpur, Kandela, Gango, Lucknow, and Bareilly. But discussion of the book then proceeds around some of the famous Darul Uloom, like Deoband and the Aligarh College, etc. Chapter 2 then gives the actual biography of Shah Sahib's family and his background. His birth, education, and illustrious teaching career are all discussed in detail. His character and views of scholars are also mentioned. Chapter 3 discusses Shah Sahib's works. I must tell you, I was thrilled to learn that he was an avid reader and that his reading speed was far above average. He would daily scan about 200 pages of Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He was considered an authority in Quran and Hadith, and he had profound knowledge of the Arabic language. His passion for books meant that he visited most of the libraries in India and in the other Arabic countries in order to acquaint himself with the latest Islamic literature that were then available in the Muslim world. The rest of the chapter discusses his writings in various fields. Chapter 4 discusses his contributions in the field of Hadith literature as well as his approach towards the study and teaching of Hadith. His commentaries take up the rest of the chapter, and that takes us to chapter 5, the final chapter, which is a discussion of Shah Sahib's unique stance on certain issues. For example, the Ilmul Hadith, Nasikh or abrogation of Quranic verses, some fiqh methods, for example, riba and methods pertaining to women are all discussed. And at the end of the book, I knew that this was a biography of a man who had dedicated his entire adult life in the service of Deen. Actually, I feel blessed to have studied and been inspired by a man of his stature and caliber. And with that, it is time for the Zoomspiration slot. And as I said earlier, I am reading from the book 50 Candles by Dr. Abdul Karim Bakr. And today's candle is called, We Are Equal at Birth and Different Upon the Time of Death. Now, isn't it remarkable? The great disparity between what we are at birth and what we will be at death? Because at birth, all children are the same. Each one of them has the possibility to be a great person in the future or to be a criminal or a deviant. However, it is important to note that these possibilities fade with time. The unknown becomes known. Attention, focus, and great expectations would be given to some people and not others. Men and women depart this life while they are well known and many people's hearts become attached to them. But why is this? This is only because these people were unordinary throughout their life. They were scholars, jurists, elders, leaders, or people who spared whatever they could to be good doers. The piece of them that has departed this life The weakest piece of them is the body. However, bear in mind that their minds, spirits, glories, exploits, good practices, and great favors that they extend to others all remain in the hearts of the people that they influenced. These influences will then be expressed by the people through praise and prayers for centuries. They will be spoken up for generations as the beacons and models in which to be followed. And just to deviate a bit from that, this obviously a great example is what I just covered in the book review slot under the book of the Life and Works of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri. So the lessons that we can learn from this, what does it mean to us, you know, that we the same at birth and that we are so different at the time of death? It means the following. Firstly, what makes all the difference among people at the time of death is not the lineage, nor the wealth or power of the person, but rather the integrity, the impact of knowledge, and the useful things that the person left for others to benefit from after their death. This, of course, includes the benevolence of the person and the contributions to the reform of the people's conditions and status that the person made. Secondly, we learn that it is possible for every one of you to take the great people's path through exerting daily effort in the right field and by doing it in the right way. And just to leave you with this thought, always remember the hour of departure of this world. Always plan to make what will be said about you something great and something that you hope to be rewarded for by Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is almost 3 o'clock and time for the news on Radio Islam International. This book and many others that I would recommend are all available at the Al-Ihsan Bookshop. Al-Ihsan Bookshop is a wing of Darul Ihsan Humanitarian Center. Located in Seacow Lake and Overport, Durban, Bay Courier countrywide. Call them on 031-577-7868. Let me just repeat, 031-577-7868. Or WhatsApp on 084-401-1527. Alternatively, visit their website, alihsanbookshop.co.za. Until we meet again on the airwaves of Radio Islam International, I look forward to your interactions with me on Instagram or Twitter at zunaida.mw. Ma'as salam.